Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hurts. Under center on first down. He pitches it out to Barkley. Takes off to the outside. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's going to go. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley. 60 yards on his opening touch.
He touched it, and he took it to the house. It's as simple as that.
Well, just an incredible, incredible way for the Eagles to get that game going yesterday. As Ray Diddy said, it was play two in the 1980 NFC Championship game when Wilbert scored. Of course, we don't really want to think about it was play two and Deuce scored in 0-2, but, you know, Eagles lost that game. But play one certainly worked. And it was still hanging in the balance until a certain part of the second quarter. And then when Jalen hit A.J. Brown on the 4th and 5, you know, the floodgates opened from there. And the Eagles just... phenomenal job. We celebrate with you today. And obviously, as we get deeper into this week and next week, we'll start talking more and more about the Eagles and the Chiefs. Eagles open up as a 1.5 underdog to KC, but today largely about yesterday and the season that has been so far. We welcome an Eagles legend. Big old smile on his face, obviously, with the Bird success. Seth is one of the most proud Eagles alums I know. Really proud to wear that big Eagles E on his chest. And Seth, what a great day for you and the alums, and congrats to you as a great Bird man. And I know it's a big time day.
Thanks, man. It's incredible. But I can't say I didn't expect for it.
Yeah, you called it.
And you said, called it right away.
You really did, and man.
Just, snowball's chance in hell.
Yeah. And you just said, hey, you know, it hung in the balance. That game was never hanging in the balance. Never. It just never was. You know, between losing Jalen in week 16 and losing C.J. Gardner-Johnson, that's where that game was headed in week 16 before we lost those two players. So to be able to get them back with the extra motivation about, you know, what was going on down in Washington. And, you know, Jalen said some things yesterday, man, that like really that really made me think about how he's been used all season long.
What struck you?
He said, I think, what did he say?
Straight jacket?
Yeah.
Let me get my straight jacket off.
Let me out of the straight jacket.
That's pretty darn telling, man.
You think he was frustrated?
Man, he took a lot of crap all year long.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they made the decision after the bye to put him in a straight jacket and run the football, you know, he took a lot of undue criticism all season long that he didn't necessarily, because what he did yesterday, stepped up and showed that he could get the job done throwing the ball when he needed to get it done. When everybody else didn't believe he can do it. 20 or 28 for 248 yards, a touchdown and 3 rushing touchdowns. Come on. What else? What other quarterback in the National Football League outperformed him yesterday? When are we going to start talking about Josh Allen not being able to close the deal against Mahomes? How many is that? 5 in a row in the playoffs that he's lost to him? So, I mean, I was watching ESPN last week, and it really pissed me off because they were like, oh, which quarterback has the most to lose over championship weekend? Oh, Jalen Hurts, you know, he may lose the locker, Mr. Cam Newton. You know, the whole thing with Joe Witt and Stephen A. being okay with that. oh, you know that I admire that. I'm like, dude, really? Really? I smell fear, Joe Witt Jr. That's what I smell. When a coach comes out and says something like that, John, mm-hmm. midweek, I smell fear. Because what you didn't want Jalen to do is run the football that helps open up the Saquon.
Sure did.
And opens up everything else. So if he just sits there in that pocket like a scared little duck, it makes your job easier. Take your ass back to D.C.
Love it.
That was good. That was good, man. Seth, what? Go ahead, John.
What about the linebacker playing this one?
Oren Burks has, and John, I've been saying, you know, he needs time. Because when I saw him play, I don't know what's going on with my voice this morning. Too much celebration last night. Huh?
You're getting emotional.
No, it ain't that.
No, that's not it.
Just partying.
Just a late night.
I did have a few last night.
That's good.
You know, when he was with San Francisco, he stepped in and he played really, really well for them. And when I heard that they signed him, I was really excited because, you know, I felt like we've got so much talent at linebacker now. Now the competition could be off the charts, you know. And to just see him fade and not even ever really be in the mix, but now that he's been forced into playing like he was in San Francisco, you know, 2 weeks of practice, 2 weeks of playing time, he's coming around.
Yeah.
Really coming. And Zach Bond is just, I love the recognition he's getting.
Me too.
And off the ball linebacker in the conversation for defensive player of the year. Like, I never realized I got one vote in 91, oh. and I came in fifth.
So that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
It's for this kid to be doing what he's doing, you know, I mean, we haven't had a linebacker with these kind of credentials in so long.
It's so strange to be a linebacker and be able to run a 4.3 also, though. I mean, that really is. I guess that's where the game is going now. Like, where
it's really a 4.2. I mean
a 4.3 in the 40.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it is a nickel 42.
Yes.
Yeah. But with DeGene as our
know the crazy thing about
additional linebacker?
I kind of get the sense that we're seeing a shift as far as the run game is concerned, which is going to require
heavier linebackers.
Defenses.
No question.
To get bigger linebackers.
DNs.
And then the chess match and the strategy ratchets up another level.
Yeah.
You're going to see it with the draft this year. You're going to see bigger guys drafted earlier than they would have been, I think.
And you're going to see running backs
you could see
getting
that too.
Paid. Yeah. You're going to see running backs getting drafted higher.
It may take another year, one more year, you know, in order to get fully there. But then the chess match ramps up.
It's good for football. It got out of whack. No, it's just good.
No doubt about it. But the chess match ramps up. Chess match ramps up because now, you know, when you go these bigger linebackers, the reason they went smaller because these guys need to be faster and be able to operate in space. You go bigger. Now you got slower linebackers that's not so nimble in space, and the chess match that goes on between the OC and the DC.
Yeah, it's great stuff. All right, Seth with us in studio. Reminder, the app, the Odyssey app, where you can hear all of our content, not only live, but also back. So if you're about to go into work, or maybe you're Seltzer, someone right now might be 12 minutes late to work, right? But they're about to go inside. My point
is, it's an okay day to be late to work.
If you're about to have to turn us off, hey, listen, Odyssey app. Listen to us later. It's all there. This hour with Seth, all the guests we have all week, it should be something, which will include Jaws tomorrow and Brandon Graham tomorrow and probably Nick Sirianni tomorrow, amongst others. All right, to the phones, 215-592-9494. On a great day, let's talk to Violet. Good morning, Violet.
Hi, guys. Oh, my God, I'm so excited I got through.
Good for you, Violet. Violet?
Oh, my God, you guys, I'm almost in tears. I'm so happy, not for me as a fan. I am so happy for this team because I cannot imagine the work, the dedication, what it takes to get to this point. And Jalen, oh, my God, I know I was one that was saying through the weeks, don't hold the ball. Don't take a safety. My God, he had the most incredible freaking game of his life.
Yeah,
I knew it was in there. I knew it was there. That freaking Super Bowl appearance that he made was not a fluke, baby. He is, oh my God. Go, Eagles! Woo! I did the freaking Eagles chant this morning.
All right, Violet, hold on. Give me an Eagles chant. Let's go, Violet. Give me your best Eagles chant.
Woo!
Give me one.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Good call, Violet. Good stuff. Thank you for the phone call. We appreciate that. Let's get to Gino in Northeast Philly. Northeast Philly was rocking last night. What's going on, Gino?
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Good morning,
great,
Seth.
Gino.
It's pretty cool to have Seth on the phone because, 27 years season ticket holder. I was at the game last night, and whenever they win these big games lately, first thing I think about is my dad. My dad passed away in 2016. He was a fireman, Vietnam veteran, just a great all-around dude. And he made me an Eagles fan. And, he didn't get to see us go to these three, since this is the success we've had since 2017,
Gino, this and, stuff is, the these moments are always to. Very special for that reason. It's a very common theme every time one of our teams gets this far. And it doesn't happen that often. But it's a big theme. Yep. It resonates with me. My father died when I was young. My brother died 5 years ago. I got to watch that Super Bowl 7 years ago with my mom, who was in her mid-70s at the time, still alive. Like, it's very meaningful. Very meaningful.
Well, the first game he ever took me to, Seth scored a touchdown and saluted a Jerome Brown sign in the end zone.
Was it the let me take a guess. Was it when he picked off Salisbury with one hand catch?
Yes.
Good man.
Yes, that was
nice
the first
job,
game I ever
Seth.
Went to. My dad took me.
The left,
you got good
the,
hands.
Like it was the left hand one hand interception.
It was a lefty one.
It was bad ass.
Take that, Sean Salisbury.
Every time I see
him. Can I just say one more? Can I just have one more comment about Jalen?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's awesome.
You guys,
please do. Please do. Go ahead, Gene. Go ahead, Gene.
I was so happy for Jalen because, I was so happy for Jalen. This guy takes so much criticism and, I get it. The numbers aren't always great, blah, blah, blah. But
the guy just wins. And you know what? The guy doesn't care about his stats. He just will do whatever it takes for the team to win. And I was so happy for him. I was so happy that Sirianni and him had that moment on the thing together. Because, you know, they had their little problems and whatever it is. But it was just great, guys. It was great.
It was phenomenal.
Listen, like you guys said, I want the Chiefs. I want the Chiefs. Because I want to be the team that beat Brady and beat Mahomes.
Listen, it would be an incredible achievement. I mean, Eli Manning only beat Brady.
But Brady's the only one to beat Mahomes in a Super Bowl.
Brady is the only one to beat Mahomes. Yeah. That's right.
It's our time, guys. It really feels like there's a changing of the guard going on.
I'll just say this.
I don't want to get ahead of myself.
I'm picking the Eagles, okay? But I beg you to not just assume the Eagles are going to win.
Yeah, we did that in 2022.
We did.
It didn't go great.
I mean, the Chiefs are very legit. And Mahomes is extraordinarily legit. So, all right, Seth, you're shaking your head. Go ahead.
Here you guys go with the negativity.
Well, it's not negativity. I mean,
I think they're
going to
win. They're going to win.
What is Kansas City this year? 18-1 when they try this year?
John, I mean, you would think all that we've been through this year, James, Joe, you think that everything that we've been
through. I'm picking them to win, Seth. What are you talking about, man? I just said the Chiefs are good. I'm not saying it's a roll.
Because I assumed 2 years ago Eagles going to win.
I made a mistake 2 years ago.
Too much so.
I think they're going to win.
I do not give a rat's ass about Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Amen.
I really don't.
You should, though.
No, I don't. I don't. I'm not saying that I'm taking them lightly, or I'm not saying that I disrespect them. I do not care about them. You understand what I'm saying? And when you play football, that has to be your mentality. If you go out there with any kind of apprehension about how great that guy is, I don't care how great Patrick Mahomes is. I'm trying to hurt him today.
Sure.
Because he's in the way of something that I desire.
But we're viewing it as a fan. Like, I'm not playing in the game.
We are trying to hurt him today. That's a great way to put it.
I view it like the Eagles are going up against Michael Jordan. That's how I view it. And so, yeah, you can lose to Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but you know what? I kind of feel the same way I felt last week when I said that I'm not going to go that far because it caused a you-know-what storm all
her
week.
Fluffle?
Yeah. No, not really. Not really, because I was a little bit apprehensive as the week began to go on, because I got into Twitter wars with Commanders fan. The guy from the CommandersSI.com, you know, wrote a story last week. So I'm like, man, if these guys don't go out here and win this game, you know, I can't hide. I'm going to have to step up, you know, and hear this. But, you know, now all those people, they got, you know, a mouthful of cornbread. They ain't saying nothing right now. You know, they've turned into Casper the Ghost and disappeared. Yeah. So I'm not going to go that far, but I'm going to say I expect for the Eagles to win this football game.
I do, too.
I really do.
And we're hot. We are the hot team.
We're better. We're more talented.
Points. We've got a better roster. Yeah, I know Andy Reid is incredible, and Spags is going to zero blitz us when it's timely.
So send them the good, positive vibes. Let's not sit here and talk about if or what may happen or none of that stuff. Let's just be confident about it, because, you know, that kind of energy coming from the city only bodes well, you know, for the players, in my opinion.
All right.
And this is, and in a lot of ways, this is what I'm talking about, what I was saying a couple of weeks ago about being grateful for the moment and also enjoying the moment.
Sure.
You know, we've got to enjoy this moment.
I agree.
We got 2 weeks. We should.
Because we were here.
I am.
We were here 2 weeks, two years ago,
right,
and it didn't go that well.
Yeah.
Previous to that, we were there 5 years. You know, so this isn't something that happens every single year.
Right.
So when a team is on a run like this team, 17-3, you have to enjoy the moment.
I agree.
You have to be grateful for the moment, because it doesn't happen that often.
No, well said. All right, let's listen to how it went down on the stage last night when the Eagles won the game, and then Terry Bradshaw with Nick Foles, with Jeffrey Lurie, with Nick Sirianni, and with Jalen Hurts. Here's the trophy presentation once again.
Congratulations. Now to present the George S. Halas Award, emblematic of the NFC champions, a great Eagle, Nick Foles, was presented to Jeffrey Lurie, the owner.
We have the best owner in sports right here, Mr. Lurie. On behalf of the National Football League, it is my honor to present the George Halas Trophy to the National Football Conference champions, our Philadelphia Eagles.
Owner Lurie, you've owned this team for 30 years, ever since 1994, I believe it was.
Yeah.
How unexpected is this for this team that you own to go to the Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans?
Well, it's kind of expected, I think.
Oh, okay, good.
You know what?
Yeah. I mean, the most unselfish, humble group of players, coaches led by Nick, Howie and his staff. I mean, the best fans in the world. It's a pretty strong cocktail. I like that cocktail. Congratulations. See you in New Orleans.
Great to be back, and we're there to win it.
Nick Sirianni, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Come here. You know, we talked about this game coming in. Neither one of your teams, this team, your team, or Washington, they did not turn the ball over today. You created all four turnovers and all scored touchdowns after every one of them. What does that say about your football team?
Yeah, first and foremost, everything good in our life comes from God, so thank God for that.
How about our quarterback?
How about your quarterback?
He's a stud.
He is a stud.
I knew he was going to play that way. I knew it. Don't doubt him. All he does is win.
Fabulous. Nick Sirianni. And then, of course, Jalen, take that trophy. Come over here. Golly, I didn't know. I thought you had a bad leg, bud, but you seem to be feeling pretty good out there today. Three rushing touchdowns, one passing. Nothing unexpected from you. You expected that kind of performance today, didn't you?
Well, we took it a play at a time. You know, I can't do any of those things without the guys around me, the preparation we put in. The run has been, and we got to finish it.
Well, the last time I saw you, we were in the Super Bowl. I'll see you down in New Orleans. Thank you very much.
Good to see you again. Thank you.
All right, Eagle fans, I'll see you in New Orleans.
Tremendous, really tremendous right there. Again, as I mentioned earlier, the only thing that bummed me out is that Howie never gets to speak in a moment like that. I just don't know how you skip the general manager. I mean, he puts the team together, and they just always skip him. I think it's outrageous.
Owner Lurie did an incredible job for the
Owner
both of them.
Lurie.
No, really. Jeffrey did
you, man.
A wonderful job, and the fact that he brought it back at the end, we're there to win it and all that. The owner Lurie thing just really gives me a kick in the pants.
Howie will get his flowers because he's going to win GM of the year again.
He won't because the guy from Detroit won it, but I think he deserves it.
Oh, that's a damn shame.
Yeah.
You know, you take a team that collapsed last year and all of a sudden you get them back to this point. I think, you know, sometimes I believe, you know, those awards that they give away just on the regular season needs to be extended into the offseason.
I think so, too. I wish they were.
Yeah.
Owner Jones in Dallas.
GM
Do you think
Jones.
He's ever been called Owner Jones?
Owner Jones and GM Jones.
He is the gift that keeps on giving.
It's
he really is.
They're a mess. They're a mess down there.
They are.
215-592.
Head coach Schottenheimer.
Shoddy.
I think he thought he was getting Marty.
Yeah, man, I loved Marty, but the son.
I'm sorry, did I say that?
Yeah, I know what you're saying there, Seth. I understand.
God rest Marty's soul.
Oh, I loved Marty. All right, coming up, more with Seth plus Times Yours, which should be electric, the day after the Eagles advance to the Super Bowl.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.